Hi, this is Terry Griffith, and I'm flying solo today on Bark Radio. We have a very special guest today from Best Friends. Welcome, John Garcia.
Hi, how are you doing, Terry?
Good. How are you, John?
I'm good. Thanks for asking.
I appreciate you getting with us this morning. I know it's kind of early out there in Kanab, and it's still stumbling around early around here in Richmond, Virginia, too. So.
Oh, well, no, thanks for having me, definitely. I have no problem waking up early for this opportunity.
Well, for the listeners, if there are any out there that don't know what Best Friends is, tell them a little bit about Best Friends.
Well, Best Friends Animal Society is located in beautiful southern Utah, and we have roughly 2,000 animals on any given day. We're the largest no-kill in the country, and we have dogs and cats, birds, bunnies, horses, pigs, wildlife, pretty much you name it, and we have it here on the sanctuary property. We're very large, and we definitely are kind of the home for second chances and for dogs and cats and other various animals that haven't had that in their past.
So, and you do mention second chances. I know that some of the Vic dogs, Michael Vic dogs, went there, and there's a number of really good stories for the folks who've watched Dogtown and actually seen that. That's very cool, but is there stuff that doesn't get a lot of publicity for those second chance dogs?
Well, I mean, pretty much the show Dogtown really did capture kind of what we did on a daily basis. You know, what you've seen is what you got. And the cool thing about it is we were able to showcase a lot of the skills that our staff have and a lot of the dog's true potentials that come out. As far as other second chances and success stories, I mean, we honestly get, you know, dogs from all over the country, sometimes all over the world. And really, we just want to make sure that, you know, whatever we're doing, we can educate at the same time and also save lives.
Cool. Well, how did you get started at Dogtown?
Oh, boy. I started at Best Friends when I was pretty young. I started in 99, and essentially I wanted to work with animals, you know, kind of my whole life. That was what I was gravitating towards. And so when I graduated high school, Best Friends was really, really small, and I grew up in the local community. Believe it or not, I had no idea Best Friends was even up here. So I basically ended up coming up for a two-week evaluation, really enjoyed what I was doing up here, and everything that everybody did up here really did match my style and my philosophy and my train of thought. So been here ever since, and I absolutely love it.
Cool. Well, I know that I had an opportunity to see you and Mike Harmon speak at this year's No More Harmless Pets Conference, and that was really very, very cool. And you were talking about, you know, some of the stuff. You had a couple of special shy dogs that you talked mm-hmm. about there. But what's a normal day at Dogtown? I mean, there's got to be a huge amount of variety and interesting things to do.
What I love most about my job is the variety. Every single day is totally different. We could be getting dogs in from who knows where, and we have to, you know, make sure that they're medically sound and start getting them settled in and start, you know, looking at their training protocols and what we need to do in order to get them into homes. And a lot of my job is working with the staff, working with the trainers, working with the dogs. So I'm a pretty fortunate person where I get to kind of experience everything versus just seeing one little piece of Dogtown. It is a very, very dynamic environment. A lot of us like to say that we're addicted to the controlled chaos. We kind of mirror the animals that we take care of. So it's a lot of fun. It's really diverse. We have a great crew of people with us right now, and it's just an amazing place to work for. It's really a cool, cool environment.
Nice. Nice. I can't wait to get out there. I have not been to visit the facilities yet, although obviously watch the show and go to the conferences. So it looks like it's just a blast.
Yeah, we invite anybody out to come out and just hang out and see, you know, hang out with some dogs and help us out a little bit if they do so. And it's a really fun experience. The area is absolutely gorgeous and breathtaking. And we have more than just dogs. You know, we do have other companion animals that also need love and attention as well.
So you do cats, you do some things like maybe potbelly pigs, I think I saw something
uh-huh.
on. And, do you do other, like horses and other farm animals as well?
Yeah, we do. We actually have a horses department, and they have horses and some goats, and then we have Piggy Paradise, which does have pigs, and we have Cat World, which obviously has cats, and Dogtown. We also have a wildlife rehab department. So it is a very diverse array of creatures that we take care of, which is a really cool thing. You know, we're not just about one single species. It's about saving all lives and bringing about, you know, a time where there are no more homeless pets.
Yeah. Yeah, amen to that. Looking at sort of your bio here, and I'm familiar with a little bit what you guys did, but tell me a little bit about what happened at Hurricane Katrina, please.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, after Hurricane Katrina hit, a team of us went down, and I was actually in the second leg of that team, so to speak, since I was out of town at the time. But when we went down, essentially it was just rescuing as many animals as we could off the streets. We had a temporary intake facility and also staging area set up in southern Mississippi at first, where basically our teams would go down, do rescues during the day, bring back anywhere from 30 to 80 animals a day to the facility. We'd do their intake, get out, make sure that they were medically sound, house them together, start looking for their owners. I think all in all, we rescued around 4,000 dogs. It was a very, very productive several months. A handful of us were down there for about 9 months just doing nothing but rehab to get the dogs into homes if they weren't, you know, collected by their former owners.
Wow. I mean, that's a huge volume of dogs.
It was, yeah. It was actually really, really awesome. I mean, a lot of us learned so much just about the rescue world and about helping animals in different ways. And we had, you know, we rescued more than just dogs. I think we did, we also did cats and other farm animals as well. But it was a unique opportunity to go down and experience the culture of the South, to help people in need and to help animals in need. It was just an awesome thing to do. I wouldn't trade it for anything.
Yeah, it was an amazing time for both humans and animals down there. It's just, it was. I mean, I go down there occasionally for travel, for business, and there's still a lot of work to be done, but hopefully it's getting better.
Yeah, I still want to go down there and see, you know, post Katrina, just only because when we were down there, it was just right after the storm hit, you know, and we were so focused on the animals and the humans that we didn't get a chance to actually see the culture as much as I would like, because I really like the South. It was really a great place.
Yeah, very cool. So, you know, given your amount of time that you've been at Best Friends and the work that you're doing, you've got to have one or two really good stories. You probably have hundreds, but could you share a couple of them and your special dogs that have come through your life with the listeners?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's really tough. I've actually been thinking about this quite a bit just because I do get the question a lot, and it's hard because we have so many success stories and so many relationships that we've built over the years. Definitely one of my favorites was featured on the National Geographic show Dogtown, where it was Little Girl. She was a shy Catahoula mix. You know, I talked about her at the conference, but she was one that definitely touched my heart. You know, she came in very undersocialized, just scared to death of the world, and basically by the time she went into her home, she was a confident dog, and she just walked in like she owned the place, which was the coolest thing in the world to see. You know, a lot of the time we'll get these dogs in, whether they're undersocialized or do have human or dog issues, and we'll bring them into our home, so then that way we can give them that home atmosphere and start working on their whatever they need in order to get into their permanent home, their forever home. So Little Girl was definitely a big success story for me personally. My wife and I just absolutely loved her to death. But there's been so many over the years. You know, it's hard to put my finger on just one or two. But some of the other ones were definitely just what, you know, the show actually chronicled. You know, Rush was another one who he had actually come from Lebanon. And in 06, we'd actually rescued about 150 dogs from there. And he was a three-legged guy. He had a lot of issues, behavior issues. A lot of it was focused around, you know, loud noises, things like that. He was living on the streets essentially, in Beirut. And when he came to us, he had all these, you know, minor and sometimes major issues, and we were able to work through them so quickly. He turned into the most stable, just fun-loving dog. He's in a great home now and just having the time of his life. So it's just the coolest thing in the world to be able to help animals and people as well, and just be able to have that daily satisfaction of being able to do that in our occupation.
Yeah, I envy you, man. I wish I
No,
could be a dog.
I always say we are the lucky ones. We get to do it for a living.
Exactly. So if folks want to, one, either just find out about Best Friends or go out and visit or donate to help the cause, where do they go?
The best place to go is bestfriends.org, and you can get all the information for donation, for volunteering, or even just to learn about the facility, or our organization. And if you are planning on coming down, like I said, you know, try to take a couple extra days and see the sights of the community as well. It's a really beautiful area.
Neat, neat. Now, you do things, or Best Friends does things there where they have facilities they can take the dogs to for overnights and things like that too, correct?
Oh, absolutely. One of our most successful programs is our sleepover program. So anyone who comes and volunteers at Dogs can take one of our sleepover dogs home. And the coolest thing about this program is we get direct input from the volunteers who come and take these dogs on sleepovers. So we get to learn how they are in hotel rooms, how they are with, you know, interacting with different people. Obviously, the dogs go through a lot of behavior assessments and a lot of work prior to going into this program, but it is one of the coolest things because it really does help educate the people that come down and volunteer with us on just basic training and what we need to help these dogs get into a home. But it's also really fun for the dogs. You know, it's kind of like a little mini vacation. And most of the dogs just absolutely love it. And it's just so beneficial for them to get out, to see new things, to experience new things, to build those life skills, which is absolutely imperative that every dog needs to learn in order to get into a home. And it also gives the volunteers an opportunity to be part of the dog's behavior rehabilitation.
Yeah, it's a great socialization opportunity between just the new people, new locations, walking around town. I mean, that's awesome. I think it's a great program.
Oh, it is, yeah. I mean, a lot of us that take care of the dogs every single day, the dogs lack differently towards us how they would towards a stranger, obviously. And so we want to make sure that no matter what, we're covering all of our bases, we're learning as much as we can about the dogs. And honestly, too, we do see little behavior things, you know, nothing big, but maybe it's a house training issue, you know, things like that that we can start working on prior to the dog going into their home. And that just helps with retention, keeping them in their homes. And it also, again, helps with education. If somebody's wanting to come down and volunteer with us and then adopt a dog, it's an awesome opportunity to take the dog home and to really get to know the dog in a different environment other than what they're like here at Dogtown.
Very cool. Well, John, I really appreciate you joining us today, and I know that you'll get some feedback from this interview because I think that the folks are just going to be fired up, and hopefully we'll get to drive some traffic out there to you guys to help out.
Oh, that would be awesome.
All right. Thanks again, John.
Well, thank you so much for having me.